Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Great to have you with us today. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Tightrope, where we're talking about the tension between the power of God and our responsibility. And in the book of Esther, we see that that this young girl, who's an orphan, who's being raised by her older cousin Mordecai, has been chosen to be the queen of Persia. But Haman, the antagonist in the story, is so offended by Mordecai that Mordecai won't bow to him, that he's committed to killing not just Mordecai, but all of the people of Mordecai, the Jews. Haman is in a position to go to the king, and he convinces the king to basically allow this to happen, that all of the people of Israel will be destroyed, and all of their stuff will be taken. In all of this, Mordecai goes to Esther and tells Esther, hey, look, you got to go. You have to go to the king. And her first reaction is, man, I can't do that. I'll be killed. You can't just go approach the king. And Mordecai says, look, you don't understand that, you know, God is going to preserve Israel. He's basically made a promise to Israel that the Messiah is going to come through this line, and these are his people. But you, Esther, how do you know that the reason you're not the queen, the reason you haven't been put in the situation, is for just this moment? He says that for such a time as this, that you have been placed in this position so that God will use you, to help save the Jews. And here's what she says in chapter 14, verse 15. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. And when this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. You know, when I think about that line, I have to just imagine what's going on in the mind of this young girl. That here she is, that she's a pretty girl. She has a personality that people like. And for some reason, she wins the favor of everyone around her, and she ends up, through happenstance, becoming the queen of Persia. Then the people of Israel are threatened that they're going to be exterminated, annihilated in the entire land because of Haman and his pride. And yet she realizes, man, this is bigger than me. And her fear of going to the king and realizing, you know, she could lose her life. This is a law in Persia that if you go to the king without him calling you, he has the right to kill you. More so that she's, for 30 days hasn't been called in to see the king. So she doesn't even know when she's going to see him. And her first reaction is one of fear. But Mordecai really inspires her to look at the bigger picture of God, to trust in God. That's exactly what she did. She finally decided, and she came to a point where she's like, look, I'm going to do it. If I perish, I perish. I bring that up because that line alone is something that we're all going to face in our life, where somewhere in our faith, we're going to have to decide, you know, is our faith worth risking whatever dangers in front of us? That's what trust is. Do I trust in God in spite of the circumstances? You know, I don't think God is asking us to be foolish or stupid or anything like that. I think what he wants is complete trust in us. And when we trust in him, that makes us dangerous in the kingdom. I mean, isn't it true that, there are times in your life when you feel like God might be asking you to do something, but your first reaction is, man, I don't know. You know, I see this a lot when it comes to finances, when we feel like, oh man, I should probably give. But our first reaction is, man, will I have enough? Right? I've seen that many, many times. I've seen other times when it's, should I say something to somebody about Jesus? Should I bring it up? And the fear is, man, I'll get rejected. I only say that because it's so normal for us when we experience that tug from the Holy Spirit to follow him in faith, the natural reaction is one of self-preservation or fear. But when we say the same words that Esther did, if I perish, I perish, you literally become dangerous spiritually. There's nothing God can't do through your life when you trust in him like that. And I think the enemy knows that. And what can he do to you if you trust fully in God? There's something about our faith that God wants us to trust in him completely. And then he moves in and through our life. God, I pray that you would make us people of deep faith. Help us to trust in you completely in the midst of any and every situation. I pray, God, that you would give us that kind of strength and courage, that you would use our life for something bigger. I pray that your name and your gospel would be glorified and honored, and that you would shed light to the truth of your gospel through our lives. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Just take a second before you finish out and think about the things in your life that God might be trying to do in and through your life. And what would it look like to completely trust in him? Till next time, God bless.